Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott. In 1975, Boston firefighters battled more than 400 blazes. Last year, there were only 40. That 90% drop reflects a nationwide victory in the crusade against fires. But even as America's blazes burn out, the number of career firefighters per capita remains relatively unchanged. Leon Nafok is Ideas reporter for the Boston Globe. He wrote about the changing roles of firefighters. Leon, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So only 40 fires in Boston last year. What accounts for such a low number compared to years in the 70s and the 80s?
Well, we've just basically gotten a lot better at building buildings that aren't as vulnerable to fire. Building codes have become geared towards encouraging people to use materials that just aren't as flammable. You know, there's also automatic sprinkler systems that we have installed in a lot of office buildings. Fire alarms are better and more sensitive. People are just also more careful in their day-to-day lives, largely because they've been sort of educated by, you know, in a lot of cases, firefighters, about how to avoid risky behavior. You know, there's also smaller things like cigarettes are designed now in a way that makes them go out sooner after they've been discarded. And I think that has helped as well.
So that's probably why we don't see the big citywide fires that, you know, can really wipe out a metropolitan area like we used to in the, you know, the 19th and 18th century.
Yeah, I mean, cities used to burn down all the time. Like, when they were made out of wood, I mean, it was a huge threat all the time that, you know, a fire would start and it would be devastating.
You cite a popular economics blog as saying, quote, firefighters don't fight fires. So these days, what exactly are they doing instead, given that there's just as many as there used to be?
Well, so over the years, they've become involved in a lot of other kinds of calls. So instead of just taking fire calls, they're coming to help people in medical emergencies. That accounts for a huge percentage of what they actually, you know, spend their days doing.
Have firefighters, do you know, had any additional training in terms of emergency or medical training since this has become a big part of the job?
Definitely. Many of them are trained as paramedics.
Given that there are fewer fires overall, has the cost of operating a fire department gone down?
Well, I can't really speak for national numbers, but off the top of my head, but in Boston, I know that the budget currently stands at around 7.5% of the city's total budget. I think $185 million or so right now per year. And that's gone up over the course of the last decade or so by about $40 plus million.
So that's a lot. If there are less fires, and yes, fire departments are doing things that they never used to do, I mean, it still seems like there's going to be some arguments that maybe it's time to downsize.
Definitely. So, I mean, the argument is that, you know, while there are those cases where the 2 minutes when the firefighter arrives before the paramedic are a matter of life and death, in a lot of other cases where the firefighters get there, it actually doesn't really matter. They're a comforting presence, maybe because it's just better for the people who are in trouble for someone to be there sooner. But, you know, you'll hear arguments from EMTs saying that having a fire truck there doesn't really do anyone any good. And so you'll hear this argument that says, well, we should really like figure out what calls need both services to arrive and which ones don't. And so in Toronto right now, you're seeing not necessarily like a reduction in staffing right away, but they're figuring out, okay, well, what's their list of emergencies where we're calling both the fire department and the ambulance? And maybe we should shorten that list. On the other hand, you get an argument that says, well, it doesn't matter how few fires there are. The fact is when there is a fire, you need a certain number of people. You need the fire trucks to be able to get there within a certain amount of time. And so how much can you really cut before, you know, your capacity to respond to an emergency is diminished to the point of making fires actually much more devastating than they might otherwise be? Over the weekend, we saw this horrible disaster in New Jersey where many blocks of the boardwalk burned down. You know, if we had a reduction in staff, like maybe that would have been a lot worse.
Yeah. And you also talk about a few other sort of traditions, I suppose, in fire departments. For example, there's a 24-hour shift that's pretty standard. And maybe those are some of the areas that we can talk about changing the way fire departments operate to adapt to new times.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you think about an emergency response service where, you know, the majority of what you're doing is responding to medical emergencies, you know, you don't want guys who are, you know, tired because they've been awake for 24 hours. It used to be that, you know, you'd run your 24-hour shift and, you know, you'd get called a couple times because you only got called when there was a fire. But that meant you could sleep, and like that meant you could rest during your shift. Now, like, the calls are more frequent because, like I said, like, the number of medical calls that they're getting has gone up and up and up and up. And that means they're not sleeping. And so there's this argument that says, well, Do we really want our paramedics, essentially, and that's what in a lot of cases these people are, to be doing 24-hour shifts, or would it make more sense to have them better rested? That mean, and that would mean doing, you know, 8-hour shifts or 10-hour shifts or whatever.
There's a real psychological attachment, I think, to having, you know, a local fire station as close by as possible. And, you know, while your average taxpayer is probably all ears when it comes to cutting costs wherever possible, you know, I would guess that nobody's proposing that we do away with fire departments altogether. But is there anybody that's got some real drastic propositions on the table?
Yeah, I mean, there's like libertarians that you'll encounter who say, like, there's no reason why this should be a public service. We should just have private fire departments that, you know, that are run like private companies. That's more an argument that's driven by like libertarian ideology rather than like a understanding of how the fire department works, I guess.
Leon Nafok is ideas reporter for the Boston Globe. You'll find a link to his article, Plenty of Firefighters, But Where Are the Fires? At wordofmouthradio.org. Leon, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.